This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The tremors are increasing. The foundations are shaking. We are witnessing the unraveling of a system built on lies, a system prophesied to fall. For generations, the prophets have spoken of Edom's judgment, and in this hour, we see that judgment unfolding before our eyes. The hand of Edom, the lineage of Esau carried through Rome, Christendom, the colonial empires, and now the unipolar Western order, is being revealed for all who have eyes to see. Consider the recent admission from Vice President Vance. The Epstein network, long shrouded in whispers and speculation, is now officially linked to intelligence agencies, both American and those of the so-called Israel. This isn't a scandal, it's a confirmation. A confirmation of Edom's pervasive influence, its deliberate manipulation of global affairs, its orchestration of chaos to maintain control. Epstein wasn't a rogue actor, he was a tool. A tool wielded by those who seek to undermine the sovereignty of nations and suppress the truth, and the funding of war propaganda through Israeli sources. A brazen assault, a direct attempt to manipulate the American people, echoing Yahuwah's warnings against the alliances that lead to ruin. The so-called Israel, the modern political state, is inextricably linked to this web of deceit. It is a key node in the Edomite network. But the exposure of corruption isn't happening in a vacuum. Edom's grip is weakening. Look at the numbers coming out of Edom itself, the United States. Two-thirds of its citizens now priced out of basic sustenance, two-thirds struggling to feed themselves. This isn't an economic downturn, friends. This is a direct consequence of covenant violation. Yahuwah promised hardship and lack for those who turn from his ways, and this report is a chilling manifestation of Deuteronomy 28. The illusion of abundance, the boastful claims of military might all crumbling under the weight of their own wickedness. A nation that can't feed its own people, obsessed with endless wars and the elevation of materialism. It's a hollow shell, built on sand. This is a wake-up call for scattered Israel. Do not be deceived by these false promises. Their system is designed to keep you in bondage. And the fracturing continues. The technological dominion Edom has sought to maintain is being challenged. China's Dongfeng Suongxin, with its revolutionary 3D chip architecture, is circumventing the desperate attempts by the United States to control technological advancement. This isn't just about economics. This is Yahuwah's hand moving against the nations that have afflicted and enslaved Israel for generations. For decades, Edom, through the U.S., has weaponized technology, seeking to dictate terms and ensure its continued supremacy. But Yahuwah does not allow the wicked to prosper indefinitely. This innovation is a breach in the walls of Edom's fortress, a sign that the age of unchallenged Western hegemony is drawing to a close. The economic shifts, the rise of alternative powers, these are not random occurrences. They are part of a larger pattern, a prophetic unfolding. Even in the charade of American elections, Edom's hand is visible. The surge in funding for Donald Trump's campaign isn't organic. It's a calculated injection of wealth from the descendants of Esau, seeking to maintain their grip on global power. It's not about policy, it's about control, about suppressing the awakening of scattered Israel. Deuteronomy 25 details their ancient hatred, and today, that hatred manifests as financial manipulation, orchestrating events to keep Israel scattered and vulnerable. The Zionist state, a counterfeit representation of true Israel, benefits from this distraction, further solidifying its illegitimate claim to the land. Don't be deceived by the spectacle. This isn't a battle between left and right, but a continuation of the ancient conflict between Israel and Edom. And now, the latest confirmation. Senator Vance's statement regarding the Epstein network and its ties to the CIA and Mossad. This isn't about isolated misconduct. It's systemic. The Mossad, the intelligence agency of the modern state of Israel, is a tool of this control, operating in the shadows to manipulate events and suppress truth. Linking Epstein to the Mossad is exposing a pattern of predatory behavior, sanctioned and protected by that counterfeit nation. The CIA's involvement confirms the internal alliance between Edom and the Western powers. For generations, the descendants of Esau have infiltrated and corrupted the governments of the nations, establishing a global system of usury, control, and ultimately, judgment. The Epstein case is merely a single thread in a vast web of iniquity. Israel, scattered and in exile, must recognize these signs of the times. The exposure of these connections isn't a cause for celebration, but a call to repentance, a call to separate ourselves from this wickedness and to seek the kingdom of Yahuwah, where true abundance resides. This is the hour of awakening, the hour of judgment, the hour of restoration. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.